Independent Community Radio. Good night.
To Broadway, foo, Cincinnati. Don't get icky with the 1, 2, 3. Life is just so fine on the solid side of the line. Biff, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. For Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. For Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice. Oysters, lobsters too. I like my tasty butterfish foo. When I come home late at night, I give my favorite dish fish. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. For Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice. You want some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're always very nice. Rip. Foodie, 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 Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Oh, won't you give it to me, cause I am happy as can be when the seafood comes to me. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. I like oysters, lobsters too. Da-da-da, thum-thum, da-da-da-da. When I get home late at night, I get my favorite dish. Fish. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. For Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, very nice. Hold tight, won't you hold tight, hold tight. For Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimp is a ham, rice is a very nice. I like oysters, lobsters too. I like my tasty butter fish, Joe. When I come home late at night, drip, dripping on the window pane. Wash it. Hold tight. Da-da-da-da. Hold tight. You want some seafood, mama. Shrimpers and rice. They're very nice. Tasty butterfish foo. When I come home late at night, I get my favorite dish fish. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Want some seafood? Oh, mama. Shrimpers and rice. Oh, hold tight.
The Andrews Sisters. Hold tight. And now the Sudden Radio Project from 2011. It's Halloween, everybody. And this goes out to Devin, who has asked for the doctor. He gets two this time. Oh, and by the way, it's KBOO Portland.
KBOO K KBOO 90.7 FM in beautiful town of Portland, Oregon. You are listening to Radio Theater Hour, and this is special 1 week to Halloween edition of the Sudden Radio Project. Don't be afraid. What you can't see can't hurt you.
What is this about?
This had best be urgent.
I realize that a posthumous assembly of the Time Board is an exceptionally rare and distressing occurrence, and I want to assure you that I would not have taken this extraordinary step were it not for the grave and perilous threat that now exists, not only to the Board, but to time itself. Just a few temporal units ago, the sensors of our robo-rooters began to spike at levels thousands of times higher than ever recorded in the long history of their usage, and this nefarious energy was emanating from the MW1 galaxy, specifically the planet called Earth.
Earth?
You must be joking.
Do you really expect us to believe that anything happening on that inconsequential little rock could cause the slightest ripple in the fabric of the cosmos?
I understand your skepticism, plumbers. When the first readings came through, I naturally assumed that they must be erroneous. But as the levels continued to ascend to the top of the scale and beyond, I began to fear that there would be a dear price to pay for my initial dismissiveness.
I still don't see any reason for concern. The combined intellects of all the life forms on that planet wouldn't be enough to spark a brown dwarf.
I don't dispute your assessment of the intellectual capacities of those beings, but what if something or someone attempted to harness the power of their intellectual deficits?
It would be a vain attempt, doomed to failure. The theory of collective stupidity was discredited eons ago.
Indeed it was. However, the experiments that established that conclusion were conducted on highly advanced beings. The vast ignorance of creatures as simple and backward as Earth's humans might be a source of destructive power beyond what any of us could possibly imagine.
Do we know of an entity that is capable of exploiting this possibility?
Unfortunately, the lack of attention to this locale has greatly hindered our intelligence on Earth's intelligence. From what we can discern from our analysis of electronic mass transmissions, the dimmest wits of that race are being excited by a strange attractor of type T, one of the leading agitators of which is a man named Bach.
But surely you realize that attractors and agitators alone will not produce a reaction.
Absent a catalyst, you are correct. Nothing will happen beyond a tiresome level of sound and fury. The infrascanners have localized the source of the vector. I'll direct the sensory components to the display.
AC, parties of T, states running to. I watch them vote for doom and for gloom.
And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
What a horrible sonic disturbance.
Hold on. I've heard this vibration before. Not to worry, plumbers. I'm certain this emanates from the Earth Doctor known as Nine, one of the most spectacularly inept megalomaniacs that pathetic planet has ever produced. It would be miraculous if he merely became a master of his own idiocy, much less that of his fellow humans. Believe me, we have nothing to fear from this buffoon.
A weak catalyst can still spark a powerful conflagration.
Not without a reagent. And he's not bloody likely to pull that out of his lederhosen.
I see the Earth dying.
Jews.
Oh, they've spawned more evil
than they're ever known.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What do you think it could be, Plummer?
A new torture technique, that's what.
It almost seems to be a sort of incantation, the kind that believers in the occult utilize in an attempt to obtain supernatural powers.
Has the lost Plummer been informed?
I beamed a distress signal to the corporeal plane. We must hope that it crosses over and is received.
Let us hope.
Lord Love a Duck, Plummer, is this true?
No, of course not, Fern. Well, slightly. I might have almost destroyed their entire race, but in the end we saved everyone, including the Philosopher Mackerel, and we took the wrinkles out of the face of Bob. Nobody died today. Let's hope they go throughout the galaxy to do good and be nice.
She's got a point.
Yes. Well, but with the right hat, you could cover it. No, she hasn't got a point. I told you both it was a mistake. Rule number one, the plumber makes mistakes. No charge.
We might have overstayed our welcome.
Something is calling me, Fern. A voice from the far cobwebs of the universe, across time, across space, across boundaries of physics and other wonky stuff.
What is it?
I won't know until we get back into the Septac. I said I was sorry. What do you want from me? Sure, fine. No, wait, the what?
What is that?
That, my dear Fern, is our signal to hoof it back to the Septac with all due haste. Sprint, in fact. Go!
I thought they were a peaceful spiritual race, like ferrets.
Until they are rarely provoked. Rarely provoked.
Could you? I might have been killed or even scarred for life. Nasty little weapon, that. Wretched little device. Bloody inconsiderate of you, that's what I say, Plummer.
Not only you, Fern. If she'd hit me with one of those things and killed me before I had time to regenerate, I'd be dead. Rarely dead. Kaput. Same as you. X's on the eyelids and no breath on the mirror.
But, Plummer, you can't die like some ordinary bloke in Croydon, can you?
It's a slight imperfection in my regenerative process. I've got to get back to the Septac or be allowed to start the process before expiring in order to continue.
That's some glitch. What about the sonic spanner wrench? Plummer?
Flip the bluish thingy up there, will you?
Come on!
What is it, Fern?
You won't leave me out here all alone, will you? Without my plumber and his cucumber sandwiches?
I shouldn't worry about it if I were you. The odds are really... Well, don't think about the odds. Think about your mum in a leopard dressing gown or something comforting like that. I know, think of Marmite. There's nothing like...
What is it? You're beginning to terrify me. Again.
Voices. Again, a million little voices rolled into one voice. It's familiar to Fern. I've heard it all my life. It can't be.
Don't just stand there looking like a cyberwoman in amber. What is it?
Time.
last Time Board.
They're not alive.
They're not alive now, Fern. I am the last living Time Lord, as they say in the Outer Hebrides. They whisper backwards through time with all power of spirit.
Why?
They're afraid.
Danger, 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 danger.
So does that affect us? Where are we off to?
We're off to a more insidiously idiotic evil, to a small little evil mind that is about to take chaotic trivialities out into space to spread across time and the universe with a plan that I don't know yet, and it scares me more than any Bollock army.
Why? More than a strategy of the Bollocks? Why?
Because it's more dumb. But cheer up. We're landing on a little wet rock you'll like in a cuddly little solar system whose aura is not unfamiliar to you.
Earth? Are we going home?
Home? After all the sewage we'd waded through, I felt you'd think of the Septac as home.
The look on your face, and your distraction. You're worrying me more and more, old chum. How about a cucumber sandwich?
One day, my dear Fern, through the corridors of corruptive coagulation, corrosive evil will reach its maniacal manacles across the machinations of time and mangle the motors of the universe with such a malevolent malfeasance to manifest a malignancy so diabolically idiotic that no magic by any mature but magnificent majestic time board can intervene in the path of the terrible evil of...
What the hell are you doing?
We're ruminating.
Ruminate on Earth? Don't try to scare me more than you have already. Get me home by tea time if you can, Plummer, and for heaven's sake, stop writing the word no in the dust. Don't worry, Precious. No one kills you while I'm here. You have my word.
Are we there yet?
Almost. Just be patient.
I have to go to the bathroom.
What are you, fucking 5 years old?
Stop touching me.
I didn't.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Jinx. Damn, I almost got you.
Nice try.
I still don't know why you're making me be your beard for this house hunting junket. You should drag your husband along instead.
I've tried. He hates everything. He wants to retire and die in that wretched Beavertron condo. I told him on our first fucking date if he wanted to marry me, we had to buy a cool old house.
Where is it anyway? The end of the earth?
I swear, we're close. Here, read the flyer.
Old world charm at a third world price. Is that supposed to be a selling point?
Come on, it's a joke. Besides, that's all most of us can afford. Keep going.
They say a man's home is his castle, and that's just what this multi-bedroom, multi-bath, multi-level house is. This one-of-a-kind fixer has so much potential, it's scary. Great opportunity, owner too deep in death to hold on to it. What a strange typo. You'll spin in your grave if you miss this one. Okay, that is too weird. No daytime showings, property only available for viewing after dark? Great. My best friend's buying a crack house.
No, I'm not.
There sure are some loud pooches in the neighborhood.
It's Portland. Dog ownership is a residency requirement.
And where did this fog come from? It was crystal clear a minute ago.
Here it is.
Oh my God.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's crazy. Gorgeous, but crazy. Kind of like the Kardashians.
No, they're obstreperous and crazy.
I say tomato, you say a Scrabble word.
Ah, let's go take a look.
Where's the real estate agent?
Oh, don't worry, it's empty. Come on.
Whatever you say.
Don't you just love this wall? It's so high.
It keeps the riffraff out and in, too. Look, somebody spray painted something on it.
What's it say?
It's kind of faded. Beware. This house is something that starts with H. Han. Ted.
Ted?
Yeah, Ted. Beware, this house is Han something Ted.
This house is Hannah's and Ted's?
Who are Hannah and Ted?
I don't know, squatters maybe?
I've never seen that shade of red in spray paint before. It almost looks like... Oh, never mind.
Tell me.
I can't.
Tell me.
You asked for it. It looks like Merlot.
Those sick fucks.
I warned you.
What kind of twisted evil mind would waste a perfectly wonderful bottle of Merlot on a stupid piece of graffiti?
Beats me.
God, it makes me want to puke. When I buy this house, this is coming off first thing. Then I'm going to find this Hannah and Ted and kick their fucking asses.
Fight the power, sister.
Maybe they're still here. I'm going to find out. Let's go.
Hell hath no fury like a wino scorned.
Where the hell is the doorbell?
I don't see one. Should we knock? What?
I thought I heard a noise. It sounded like the flapping of wings?
Probably vultures.
Sick!
Good evening. You have come to look at the property?
Yes. We were supposed to meet our agent here.
Your agent took ill. Perhaps she got food poisoning from too much subprime rib. She sends her regrets. If you do not mind, it would be my pleasure to give you a grand tour.
Are you the owner? We thought the house was vacant.
Yes, I am the owner. I have chosen to reside here while the house is on the market. I thought the place would be more attractive if it had a lived-in feel. Please, indulge me.
I guess as long as we're here, we might as well take a look around. What do you think?
If it'll save me another trip, might as well.
Then, welcome to my house. Enter freely and of your own will. This is the entryway.
Nice.
Very cool. I really like the...
What's wrong?
I'm being attacked by a cobweb. Help me.
I'll get it.
Do not worry, my dear. It's not really real. It is decoration for the upcoming holiday. The neighborhood children, they simply love it. I will show you upstairs first. I must confess that I spend a good deal of time in the basement. My coffee. I like to drink my coffee down there. Again, apologies. I still have not quite mastered your language.
That's okay. We haven't either.
You've put a lot into this house.
Yes. So much blood, sweat, and tears.
This must be the master bedroom.
Wait, please.
Oh my God, this room is amazing.
Wow, it feels like the ceiling is 100 feet high, and look at this bed. That someone is sleeping on. Whoopsies.
Her skin is so pale.
When I first lay my eyes upon her, I know she was destined to be my next victim. Vixen is a pet name we have for each other. I call her my Vixen, and she calls me Count. Basie, I love jazz. That bold new sound. New to me, I mean. A recent discovery. Oh, dear. So sorry. She is not an evening person. Won't be herself until she has a shot of plasma. Espresso. Please, go out into the hallway and shut the door. I will rejoin you momentarily. Stay close by. It's easy to get lost.
We need to go now.
I want to see the rest of the house.
If we don't leave right now, we'll be haunting this house for all eternity, like that poor woman.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing is wrong with me. What's wrong with you? Can't you see that he's a V-A-M-P-I-R-E and that the fix in this fixer-upper is on us?
You think he's a vampire?
Shh!
He can't be. Vampires are young, hot, and moody, and he's old and droll.
So sorry to keep you waiting.
Where did you come from? The door's here, and you came from there.
I used the side door. You see, each room has multiple entrances and exits. And please accept my humble apologies for what happened in there. She's not very domesticated.
I think the word is domestic, Snaggletooth.
Rude!
I know what you are, you blood-sucking psycho. Your little Transylvanian trap is not going to work on us. We're Americans, and we only die for freedom, not for feeding.
So self-righteous, so spirited. You Americans are so much fun to house hunt. Mm-hmm.
But your red, white, and blue bluster is powerless to protect you. Prepare to dine.
Not so fast, Drac.
What is that odious odor?
Grandma GJ's extra garlic cheese bread. That's what.
Did you make that tonight? Why didn't you share with me?
Don't say that in front of him.
So you are defenseless, foolish girl.
I'm not defenseless. I'm a Red Cross blood donor. Look! Run!
Oh, God! I'm never going shopping for anything with you again!
Run your feet, not your mouth! Don't stop!
Are we losing him?
Yes, keep going! What was that?
He's turned into a wolf so he can run faster!
A wolf? I thought vampires only turn into bats.
They turn into wolves too, didn't you read Bram Stoker?
Bram who?
What are you doing?
Taking off my clothes!
Why?
So I can run faster, it's what they do in the movies.
How is being naked going to help you outrun a vampire?
I don't have to outrun the vampire, I just have to outrun you.
Some friend you are. If I die tonight, I'm going to kill you.
Has he arrived yet?
He's approaching at superluminescent speed, and his nefarious nemesis is lying in wait.
Put it on the display, man.
Oi!
Oh, hello there. Could you tell me where we are?
Oi! It's a portable toilet.
Yes, a Meridian Septac, to be precise. But where are we? Is this Manchester?
It could be Cornwall.
Well, it's not Jersey, that's certain.
Oi! Here we are, about that thing, yeah? This here's Mrs. Prestonjohn's garden. She'll have a bloody cow if she comes home and sees a poor old toilet in the carnations. What were you two doing in here, anyhow?
It's bigger on the inside.
Hello, this is Fern, and I'm the plumber.
Plumber who?
Just plumber. Where are we precisely?
Well, it's Knowsborough, you hapless git. You better get that thing off Mrs. Prestonjohn's carnations if you know what's good for you.
We'll move it.
She'll have your guts for garters.
Knowsborough. Why are we here, Fern? I smell evil.
Oi, is that directed at me? You Londoners is all the same. If you don't like the smells, laddie, why don't you go packing off to London where it smells so bloody lovely? Begging your pardon, miss.
What is it, plumber?
I feel odd, Fern. Something is invading my body. I feel so...
Plumber!
What's happening to him?
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What is that?
The doctor's vector has re-energized.
It's working, doctor. You're starting to cross over.
What's wrong, plumber?
Not sure, really. It feels like death, but not in a way I've ever experienced before. All I know is that the septac is there, and I'm here, and my sonic spanner wrench is sprung. This could be the end, Fern.
Oh, plumber. Why do I feel that we failed?
Plumbers never fail, Fern. They just reappear and with no discount offered on either parts or labor. Most times, anyway.
Shall I begin the final stage countdown, Doctor?
On my mark, Schlichtenstein.
Pity if we lose him. Nice old fella.
Are you saying that you won't be able to regenerate?
I won't say that I won't, but I can't say that I will either. I'll give it a go. Stand back.
Commence, Schlichtenstein.
10.
This can't be happening.
What's wrong?
By some devilish method. He's synchronized to the regeneration sequence.
What would that do?
If he could focus the critical mass of psychic energy created by the strange attractor and insert himself as a catalyst at the exact moment the reagent commenced regeneration...
In other words...
He'll become one of us.
In kind.
But not indeed.
A nefarious infiltrator with all the powers of the Time Board. And we've discovered too late his dastardly design. We must prepare ourselves to face a universe mangled by a madman run amok, unleashing monomaniacal mayhem across the entire expanse of the space-time continuum. A celestial cavalcade of chaos will consume countless quadrants of the cosmos. And the heavens will howl in horror at the alienating assault of asinine alliteration tripping tremulously from the tortuous Teutonic tongue of...
Zero.
From Dundane.
Hey, you best get that contraption out of the flower bed. Although I'm not sure the damage can be fixed now.
You're for it, I'm afraid. Maybe you don't know her, but she's got herself a wicked temper. When she gets to going, it's like a blitz all over again. I've seen her march up and down the best of them, like Tucker McLackey, who owns a pub. He's the toughest bloke I know, and she took him apart like a little old mantle clock, I can tell you. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes when she comes home and finds the garden all smashed to bits, I can tell you. If I was you two, I'd off it off before she gets here and pick up your WC some other time. Well, good luck to you. Silly Londoners.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell. I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal. I got 23 minutes.
Jesus Christ! How long is this going to take?
Off the bastard already.
You know, some of us have to work in the morning.
You could join the ACLU and make a living filing habeas corpus briefs from the comfort of your bedroom.
I'd rather get the needle.
Simmer down and have another drink, boys. This is a party.
Who the hell could that be?
It's the abolition mob. They've come to lynch us.
Keep it in your holsters. I think I know who it is. Darling, my dear, it's about time.
Sorry I'm late, Dick. The amnesty dyke wouldn't clam up. I think she wanted me.
Can't say I blame her for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Darla Muerte. She's the leader of a commie front group. I mean, she's calmness for the times.
You invited a reporter?
Are you nuts?
Don't worry, we go way back.
I believe in a free press. That's why I never pay money for your newspaper.
Trust me, she's on our side. Just here to ask a couple of bullshit questions, then she'll join the celebration, right, Darla?
Believe me, after listening to the pro-perp crowd all night, I could use a few drinks.
Then let's get this over with, shall we? And keep in mind that I'm a little tipsy, so if you do me the favor of, you know, correcting my grammar and deleting any fucking expletives I might accidentally utter.
I'm a professional, Dick, you know that. Unlike most journalists, I report what people need to hear, not what they want to hear.
Amen, sister. Fire away.
Why don't we start with the objectives the anti-death crowd trots out whenever the cameras are rolling, such as, it costs more to execute someone than to lock them up without parole.
Jesus H. Christ, you can't put a price tag on a human life. What you can put a price tag on is lawyers. That's what makes capital punishment expensive. The dirty little secret of the so-called human rights types is that they really don't want to abolish the death penalty. that ever happened, the legal fee gravy train would fly off the rails and send their organizations crashing into bankruptcy overnight. They need death row much more than we do.
What about the claim that it's cruel and unusual punishment?
Oh, please don't hurt the poor little murderer. Who cares whether the scumbag dies in pain? Do you think he worried about whether his victim died in pain?
They also like to insinuate that the death penalty is biased against minorities.
That's ridiculous. This is America. Don't you have any tough questions, Darla?
Okay. Give me the quick and dirty on why you support capital punishment.
Two reasons. Number one, A, psychic cleansing. The families of the victims, you know, the people the perp apologists never talk about, the people the government is supposed to protect and serve, will not have justice until the killer pays for his crime. How would you like to live your life knowing that the asshole who murdered your son, daughter, or mother, or father gets to spend the rest of his days in a full-service, taxpayer-funded frat house while your loved one rots in a cold, dark grave? That's cruel and unusual punishment. The killer coddlers decry this as bloodthirsty and an eye for an eye and blah, blah, blah. Look, vengeance is human, okay? If they don't like it, they should go to Roswell and hitch a ride to another species. Reason 1B, genetic cleansing. The more sickos we can keep from reproducing, the better off we'll be.
But what if the sicko already has kids?
That's covered by reason number 2. Scare the shit out of them. When they see that a life of crime leads directly to the noose, that'll straighten them out real quick.
What about the super psychos out there who aren't afraid to die?
Then I would refer you to reason 1B. Is that a wrap?
Almost. One final question.
Son of a bitch, are you working for NPR now, Darla?
Just trying to earn my whiskey, Dick. The reason we're here tonight is because the Bleeding Hearts think this guy is innocent.
Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. Who gives a shit? He was convicted and sentenced by a jury of his peers, wasn't he? A jury of his peers who understood that the justice system exists to protect the good guys from the bad guys, not the other way around. And since we've got that damned innocent till proven guilty thing standing in our way, the only preventative measure we have is to send the crooks a loud and clear message. If you fuck with us, we'll kill you. That's what the criminal mind understands. Fear. You either strike fear into others, or they'll strike it into you. And the more arbitrary and vicious the system is, the scarier it is. Do you know what the lowlifes of America are saying to each other tonight? Shit, homie. If they puts an innocent man to death, you know the guilty ones as good as fried, too. They're thinking twice about smoking that crack, robbing that convenience store, raping that underage girl, carjacking that SUV. We're saving lives tonight, Darla. More than we'll ever know.
Do you believe that the blood of an innocent man is on your hands?
Hell yes it is. And I wear it with pride.
Here it comes.
Finally.
Turn it up.
The medical examiner for the state of Georgia has pronounced the prisoner dead.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one's down, and another one down. Another one bites the dust.
We are the champions, my friends. And we keep on.
Doctor. Doctor, it worked. It worked. It... Hang on. This is not my voice. And this is definitely not my body. I must have crossed over too. Congratulations, Doctor. You're a genius.
Hello.
Hello? Who's there?
It is I, Doctor.
I don't know anyone named I, other than I. That is, you must be an imposter.
We are both imposters, Doctor.
We are both imposters? Where are we? I'm so confused. I feel like I'm trapped in someone else's body.
We both are, in a way. But you have your own voice, and for some reason, I don't, Doctor.
Sounds rather fantastic to me. Why are you calling me Doctor?
Because you are a doctor. Dr. Nine.
Doctor who?
No, Dr. Nine.
Sorry. Doesn't ring a bell.
Bugger. You don't recall how you harnessed the idiocy of the human race and used their collective bad energy to transmogrify your human being into that of a plumber of the Time Board so we could sow perpetual interstellar insanity?
My grandma, what big words you have.
I am not your grandma. I'm Schlichtenstein, your sadistic sidekick.
Ow!
Wake up and smell the sauerkraut, for you are none other than the dastardly, demented, diabolical Dr. Nine!
Peter, what was that noise?
What noise?
The noise that happened when you said Dr. Nine! There it is again!
It sounds like music. Say it again.
Dr. Nine! Oh, you're right. It is music, Schlichtenstein. It's all coming back to me now. I am a new me with new powers. Powers beyond our wildest dreams. And new music, too. Let's say it together.
Dr. Nine!
We did it, Schlichtenstein. I am now transformed from a mere terrestrial terrorist to an intergalactic interloper with unlimited lunatic latitude. Come, let us propel our peripatetic privy on a new course of chronic cosmic chaos.
Plumber, can you hear me? Well, not here, exactly, but sort of feel. No, that's not right. Maybe it's more like, what's the word they use in the Trentrovius when they use the mind corridor transverse technique? I must say though, I'm impressed with myself for remembering how to do it, and I didn't know that. Plumber, can you honky at me? I'm trying to honky at you. Plumber, honky at me, please. I'm across the void, around the corner of your memory, but near you. Plumber. Is this the way they did it? They used the psycho-relational memory link in the ethereal brain to connect the honky tip. I hope I've got it right. Anyone can honk them on Earth, it's me, the plumber. Plumber. Trying to reach you. Plumber.
Why? You sound like an operator trying to make a trunk call in the 30s.
It's you.
My inner self hurts. That idiotic madman is trying to ruin the world, Fern. He may ruin me in the process.
How are we going to stop him, plumber?
By waiting. We must wait for the time to reclaim ourselves, and in just a minute, a fragment of time, I can rain of sand through the hourglass. That's all we'll have to counter this attack.
Are you dead?
Yes, technically. Well, no, not really. But it looks like dead to the world. I mean, to the world, it looks like dead. I'm not dead to the world in the exhausted sense. That nutter looks and acts like me, so no, I'm not dead. Therefore, I must be dead, except that I'm here, and I can stay here as long as you and I bond in a way that keeps the hunky bit connected alive, so to speak.
How do we do that?
Nothing's coming to me, as yet. I should know, though, shouldn't I? Something that could keep, even superficially.
I've got it! We'll sing! Sing the Eton boarding song. That's what my Uncle Rafferty used to sing to us when we were sad, our mums blotto and constipated.
Jolly boating weather, and a harvest breeze, laid on the fellowship of the trees. Swing, swing together, with your bodies between your knees. Swing together, with your bodies between your knees. The chain that is round us now.
Nothing in life shall sound. The chain that is round us now.
But we'll still swing together and swear by the best of us.
Dr. Nine.
Where have you been, Schlichtenstein? It's time to start sowing extraterrestrial terror.
I know. I'm ready to assist you, but I wanted to play with the bollocks one last time, Doctor.
You've got to stop doing that. You'll stunt your growth.
Too late for that.
Let us commence, Schlichtenstein. How are the bollocks hanging?
Nice and loose, Doctor.
Excellent. Are they itching? To be released?
Yes, Doctor.
Then let's whip them out.
Not so fast.
You won't get away with this.
You? You're still alive. How is this possible?
It's called cognitive bifurcation, an old time board trick that allows a plumber in danger of being possessed by an outside entity to wall off one hemisphere of the brain to prevent the invader from gaining complete control. And in this case, the preserved portion of my mind simply migrated to the abandoned body of the intruder, which is why you are now locked in a showdown with yourself.
As you are with yourself. How deliciously ironic. But you can't possibly succeed, for I have used your time board abilities to assemble an army of aggressive androids that will surely annihilate you. What pathetic powers have you acquired, plumber?
You may think that joining forces with my enemies has made you stronger, when in fact it's only made you more vulnerable. Bring them on! We've got everything we need. Pass me a plunger, Fern.
A plunger against a regiment of robots. Now this will be less like a showdown and more like a massacre. All the better. Bollocks! Descend!
Those are the biggest bollocks I've ever seen, Plumber.
Size isn't everything, Fern. Start plunging!
Working.
Water's still rising. Don't stop.
What's happening? Fight, you bubbling beer cans.
Look, the bollocks are turning blue.
Just as I'd hoped. The plungers are creating a mass of concentric air currents, and because the colder air moves at a slower speed than the warmer, it is attracted to dense materials.
Like metal.
Exactly. And as the material constricts, it becomes more and more difficult for them to shoot, and they want to shoot so badly, but they can't, so they keep trying harder until...
Watch out, Doctor! They're going to implode!
This could get messy. We'd better get out of here.
Aren't you forgetting something, Plumber?
What? Oh yes, how to repossess two possessed souls. I think this sonic spanner wrench will work nicely.
Spanner wrench? I thought you said it was smashed.
A skilled plumber always has a spare, Fern. Get ready to meet your new bod, same as your old bod.
Did that do the trick?
Not quite. How about once more?
Better?
Sort of. Keep going.
We've got to be getting close.
Almost there.
That's got it.
Excellent work. Let's go.
Doc,
Doctor! Doctor!
Schlichtenstein, is it really you?
Yes, it's me. I'm really me again.
I see, and it looks like I'm myself again, too. Welcome back, you imbecile.
Ow! Why did you do that?
Why do you think? Yet again, my madman machinations have been detonated to dust. Mere moments ago, I was on the verge of commanding the cosmos. But alas, a roto-rooting rascalian wrested the scepter of psychotic supremacy from my maniacal mitts. And now I find myself brutally banished back to my own bastard's body, reeling from the blow of another debilitating boot to the bollocks of... From
It's good to have you back, Plummer, even if we are in Knaresborough.
Fern, dear Fern, good to have you back, and I'm delighted to be in Knaresborough. It's brilliant in its own rural way, a brilliant example of Northern England. Brilliant.
What's that?
It's an ascot. I picked it up in a little shop on Slingsby Ave. You know, off the Scriven Road near the A6055. Lovely, don't you think? Ascots are cool.
Nobody wears an ascot these days, except the swells and the poofs.
Fern, don't be so judgmental. But rarely, rarely. How do I look?
Are you being insulted if I said a North Yorkshire poof, so... I'll just say you have an eccentric air which lifts you off normal ground in places on the estate of the post-20th century hip avant-garde.
So it's cool, right? Hey!
Oh my God! What's she done to it?
She painted my septac like a giant statue of St. Francis with birds and deer all round him.
Look, the animals and forest effects are painted all round the box. She painted the phrase bad waif on the painted tree too. I wonder what that means.
Cheeky woman. Still, I suppose we're lucky she didn't do worse. She's really got a lot of talent, doesn't she? Could have been worse. Might have painted it to look like an American hockey team in the locker room.
For example, yes. What's that? Way off, do you see someone waving way down the...
Looks like an old woman waving an umbrella. You don't suppose...
It's got to be Mrs. Prestigeon. I think it's time we left, Plummer.
Perhaps you're right. She moves pretty quickly for an old woman.
Plummer?
Just finding the key. Ah, here it is.
She seems very angry.
Once we leave, I'll send her new carnation from the local nursery.
Oh, she does move quickly, doesn't she?
Yes, shall we?
You've got a funny look on your face, made only more funny by that ascot.
The septac feels something wonky in the universe. I think we have some place we are needed.
You should really step on it, Plummer, before Mrs. Prestigeon works herself into a heart attack.
Patience, Fern. Patience, Mrs. Prestigeon! Patience! And thank you! More of this orange marmalade with whiskey in it. And the Yorkshire hard cream.
Yes, you wolfed that down in a hurry. I'm sure we'll be back to England someday. Probably soon. Next time I'd like to visit me mum. Well, where are we off to then?
Look at this. I found a vidi distress hologram that the septac intercepted.
Giant balls of hair blocking the atmosphere. Drains of the planet. Can't flush. Liquids are overflowing everywhere. Terran overlords all dead. Cable out. Need need the plumber. Are you out there?
Oh, yes, Planet of Taron. He's out there. Just look at that ascot.
What's more, we're on our way.
My plumber.
This has been special horrible edition of Sudden Radio Project for October 2011. The disembodied voices you hear tonight were Joe Vermeer, Kelly Greblow, Todd Greblow, Shane Applegate, Steve Copen, Sharon Mann, Matt Ludwig, Connor Kearns, Debbie Hunter, Orion Lumiere, Alexander Lumiere, Randall Howington, and Spark is a Wonder Dog. What is this? Who writes this trash? I have enough of this. But you want more? Then listen to archive edition of program at www.kboo.fm/suddenradioproject. Or better yet, tune in on November 28th from 8 p.m. until midnight. Yes, that's right, 8 p.m. to midnight. For a special 10th anniversary edition of Sudden Radio Project. And of course, keep tuning in from 11 p.m. to midnight every Monday for all of the great shows on Cable's Radio Theater Hour. Thank you very much for listening. Good night and sweet dreams.
This show has been a rebroadcast.
And there's a knock at the door.
There's a knock at the door?
That's what you're in. That's
what you're in. Got it.
And I'll just sit on your shoulders like a vulture.
Mm-hmm. I can turn the pages. But...
Yes, you can. Remember, that's your only opportunity to be noisy. So take it. Run with it.
Get it out of here. Part of Daggett comes in on zero. I have a very bad cough. I don't think it's a cold. I don't know what it is.
I got that same thing.
TB, but I apologize in advance. I just had to cough.
I've had it since like mid-August. I can't.
I've had it for 3 weeks.
It might be pertussis.
What is that?
I'm not kidding.
What is pertussis?
What is that? Is
it whooping cough.
Well, it's not. It's not. I don't feel
it's a dry cough, though, that lasts for weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It's is going around Portland. Yeah, it is.
Portland, Vancouver.
I already had it.
Oh, okay. So what do you do? What do you get?
Kids are vaccinated for it now.
Gotta wait for it?
I'm gonna go get it. I got a prescription for antibiotics, but I haven't had time to pick them up yet. I just got it yesterday. Well, I suggest we all get together in a very small room and talk on each other.
I'm just glad it isn't walking pneumonia. I had that last year.
6 week
illness. Yeah, walking pneumonia. Next week. Well, they called it light pneumonia, but it isn't light, like L-I-T.
My medico recommends antibiotics, so if anybody gets it, I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have said anything.
You're sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, I had that like, oh.
Oh, it's probably nothing.
It's probably just like.
So.
I didn't infect anybody.
You did.
So. It's all for nothing. Now, all that discussion makes me want to cough.
So sorry.
They come in.
I'll cough at the page turn. We should all cough at the page turn. So, as a show of solidarity for our brothers and sisters who have been struck down by this scurrilous affliction known as pertussis. I like whooping cough. That's such a cooler name.
Whooping cough?
No, I like the other one. What is it?
Yeah.
Pertussis.
Tiki Cha-Cha Club.